Good morning, a Friday morning with us, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's do our week in review. We'll start with Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Governor Lamont of Connecticut. We also have New Jersey involved. The three states working on what would be recreational use of marijuana and cracking down on vaping.
Right. The governor has said he wants to see some kind of regional approach to both issues. He feels that if you have each state has their own set of rules, that you can easily circumvent them by just crossing the border and going to the one with the least stringent ones. The governor has recently put emergency rules in that basically outlaw the sale of flavored vaping products, and he expanded that to include menthol this week. And he wants to see something more formalized between these regional states. Same thing with recreational pot. Meanwhile, vape companies are suing New York, and they're saying that these rules could put about 700 small businesses out of business if they stand. So, but the governor says it's a public health issue. So he was in Connecticut yesterday meeting with Ned Lamont, the governor there. He talks about working with Jersey as well moving forward in the next few weeks. Questionable whether they'll work with Massachusetts, which already has legalized marijuana and has a Republican governor.
From there, let's go to voter law and the potential move of a registration date.
Yeah, this has been an issue since Bernie Sanders complained about it 4 years ago. And basically, the governor signed a law this week that will make it easier for voters. What it'll do is it'll move the date that you're allowed to register to February 14th. Instead of October 11th. So basically, if you wanted to vote in the primary and you wanted to register or change your registration, under the old law, you would have had to do it by October 11th. Now you have till February 14th. The presidential primary is April 28th, and the state and congressional primaries are June 23rd.
Letitia James, the Brooklyn DA, have formed a partnership to work on the issue of immigration clogging up the state courts.
Yeah, you know, we've had attorney generals in recent years go after Wall Street and other. It seems Letitia James every other week has a lawsuit against the Trump administration. And this new one, there are actually two of them. She's working with the Brooklyn DA, and they basically are suing ICE to try and get them to stop arresting people at state courthouses, you know, immigrants. Meanwhile, ICE announced this week that they have arrested 82 undocumented immigrants in sweeps across New York.
Finally, well, as many relationships do, the governor of New York and Sandra Lee, his longtime significant other, have parted ways.
Yeah, I can't say it was a surprise. People have been speculating about this since she put her house that they shared in Westchester County for sale a few months ago. But, you know, it's been 14 years. They claim they're still really good friends. She's still close to their children. In fact, one of her people said that one of the governor's daughters is living with her in Manhattan. But both are now on the market, I guess.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, joins us each Friday, and our conversation is online at WAMC.org.